Welcome, everybody. Share number 1499. We're learning today, Lili Nishmas, Moshe Doiv, Member Baron Zisel. The Nishmas, Blima Basra, Moshe, and Lerafur Shalema, Miriam, Razel, Basdina, Shetakav, Rafur Shalema, Basach, Shechel, Israel. Getting back to the halachas of Divrei Kabbalah. Okay, so we are in the middle of the halachas of Vedaber Davar, of course, under the Divrei Kabbalah. We said it comes as in the psukim that we spoke about way back when, two of the words with Vedaber Davar that you're speaking, the lashon was from the Shulchan Aruch, again, now a simon shin zayin, shelo yehei dibur chashal Shabbos ki dibur chashal chol. You're speaking on Shabbos should be different than during the week, and we're trying to figure out what exactly does that mean. So the first halacha that we learned last time was straight up. A person can say an isser, whether it's asim in a Torah, whether it's asim in Rabbanan. If I say straight up, I will do this and this thing on Shabbos, after Shabbos, right? It has nothing to do with Shabbos. I'm not doing nothing. I'm sitting and relaxing on my couch. I'm learning, but I stop my learning and I say, tomorrow I will drive a car, or tomorrow I'll light a fire, or tomorrow whatever this, that you're not allowed to say. I'm not actually doing anything, but that itself is asr to do, als v'dava davar. So in a few interesting things, the Dirshu actually brings down the Dirshu in ois number one. He says, first of all, what about to say that somebody else will do? V'loimer shaploini, he says, interesting fact on this halacha, which we spoke about. V'loimer shaploini yasa malacha machar. Let's say I say Yankel will drive his car tomorrow. I'm not. I'm nothing to do with me. What do you want from me? Yankel will be driving his car tomorrow. So he says, he brings from the Eish Lavram, it could be that it's Mutter, but he blives by its Sarachian. Interesting. He says, you see the Eish Lavram, Shemutter came Shamirose, Kadei, Ligrim, Shaachin, Shetasim Lachim, Nisha, but Sarachian. He stays at a Sarachian. It's not so clear to say such a thing. So we'll leave it at that, but it's an interesting concept that one should stay away from also, even to say somebody else will do this and this thing, but you know, he blinds at a tzarachin with the Eish Lavram. So that's an interesting point. Now, another interesting thing actually brings down the Dirshu in Ois number two from the Shmir Shabbos Hilchasa Perek Chof Tes. And that is, let's say on Yom Kippur, interesting thing. Okay, we're not talking about Shabbos in the Surim of Shabbos in Yom Tov now per se, but let's say on Yom Kippur, I want to talk about what I'm going to eat tonight, right? Or let's say, interesting thing, let's say Pesach, right? The last day of Pesach or around Pesach, person says, Monday, Tuesday, I'm going to eat bread, or I'm going to go to this restaurant. And again, it's nothing to do with Yom Tov, we're not dealing with Yom Tov, let's say on Chalamoy, whatever the case is, but the Isser, it's also diet. What I'm going to say now, it's also to do after Pesach, which is eating chametz. And I say I'm going to eat this and this bagel or whatever after Pesach. Is there how do we put that into play? So he brings up from Sefer Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perikav Tesa Arukav Sain. Interesting, Ladaber. The Yom Kippur, he says, "Oidos macholim sheyich b'motzoei hatzoyim." Right? If I talk about what I'm going to eat after Yom Kippur, I'm not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. So maybe I can't talk about what I'm going to eat after Yom Kippur. I don't know if it might be in the spirit of Yom Kippur, but to say it's aser. So he brings from Rav Shlomo Zalman Arbach Shemutter that will be mutter. Interesting. Then he brings afterwards Oidaba bePesach. Let's say I'm on Pesach. Oidos macholei chametz. I talk about the pizza. I talk about this. I talk about that. Items which are chometz. I'm going to eat this pizza, that whatever. Shiyochel la'achar chag. I'm going to go right, and I'm going to go eat pizza. Let's say over here, or the bagel, or whatever the case is after. And we're not talking about the traveling. That's not the issue. It's the actual eating per se. And even on Shabbos and Yom Tov, a regular Shabbos and Yom Tov, I'm allowed to eat pizza. Right, I'm allowed to eat not Pesach. We're talking about, let's say, during the year. Right, a regular Shabbos, a person could eat a bagel. Right, you could even to the extent and eat pizza, that would be cold. He came warming up, whatever the case. We're not going to get into all that right now. I don't want to get off the subject. But the actual eating, backtracking a minute, the actual eating itself is allowed to be done. So that's not, we're not talking about any Zerum over here. But if it's on Pesach, right, it's on Pesach, I'm not allowed to. If it's on Yom Kippur, then I'm not allowed to talk about food Bechlal. Then I'm not allowed to eat food Bechlal. On Pesach, I can't eat these things Bechlal. But what about just talking about them? So it brings out from Shlomo Zalman, in both those cases, Mutter Ubi Mutter. So interesting. So why? Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to eat. How could I talk about food? Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat chametz. How could I talk about bagels? Right? So he says, he brings down a bir hatam. Again, in the Deir Shu Ois number two, in the sim, in our Simon Shin Zion, he brings out very, very interesting, a Bir Hatam, and this is what we have to get, we have to chap this in this whole Isser of Vedaba Dovin and Shabbos Bechlal. Ubir Hatam, she geder ho Isser shal Vedaba Dovin. What are the guidelines of Vedaba Dovin? This Isser of what I could say on Shabbos, what I can't. Who? She kevin she tzarech ha'odom lahargish b'Shabbos. Since on Shabbos, a person has to feel, right? The person has to feel on Shabbos ke'ilu kol malach dayasuya. The person has to feel on Shabbos that all of his work is done. That's it. We work six days of work a week, right? When we all grew up, we know all the song, ain't gonna work on Saturday, ain't gonna work on Saturday, right? So, but 6 days a week we work, Shabbos we don't work. We have to have a feeling, lahargish, right? That all of our work is done, right? So therefore, also this explains to us in the Dirshu B'Shem Reb Shem Islam and Arbach and so on. Asru Chazal gam ledaba b'malacha she'asru la'soisa b'Shabbos. Therefore, Chazal said that it's also to do a it's also to talk about a malacha. We'll see how. What type of ways to do, but we, so far we know to say, I will do this after Shabbos, I will do that after Shabbos. And if it's a malacha to do, you're not allowed to say it. The chazal gam ledabe b'malacha she'asa la'sayse b'Shabbos. You can't even do it on Shabbos. She'adibar atzmai, that the speaking itself, right, nechshav kemalacha, is very similar, mamish similar to the malacha. V'lekach le'asru ledabe b'nyani achila, therefore says, explains to us, he goes further, v'lekach le'asru ledabe b'nyani achila, therefore if somebody talks about food, right? Stop eating on Yom Kippur. Or eating even chametz on Pesach. They're not eating chametz on Pesach. They're just talking about that they'll eat the bagel after Pesach. Or they're talking about they're going to eat the nice meal after Yom Kippur, right? So lo shayach bezeh inyan malach. There's no inyan of malach. There's no inyan of that you have to. It has to be as though all of my work is done on Shabbos. It doesn't have to be like as though I'm. There's no eating on Yom Kippur. Good, I'm not eating on Yom Kippur, but there's no work. There's nothing. There's no iser per se that I have to like. Totally get rid of out of my mind in this case, whereby when it comes to Shabbos, kilu kol malach da yasuya, that it has to be as though keilu margish, that Sunday is nothing, finish, it's today's Shabbos, I'm done, Friday I finished everything. Hashem is in complete control, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the show, it's all done in 6 days, and that's it, it's a done deal, now's the Heilige Shabbos. So that concept, if you want to call it, does not apply in conjunction with food, albeit at least food in conjunction with Yom Kippur and Pesach. Of course, Yom Kippur, you're not allowed to say, well, I'll drive tonight. Obviously, you can't do that because the same halachas that apply on Shabbos apply on Yom Tif. And of course, Pesach Yom Tif, you can't say, right? And when it's Yom Tif on Pesach, you can't say, well, tonight I will go light a fire. Obviously, I shouldn't say that because Yom Tif, it's a little bit different instances, but tonight I'm going to go drive, or tonight I'm going to write with my pen, right? It's Yom Tif. Let's say Pesach, tonight I'm going to write with my pen. All that stuff you can't say on Yom Kippur and, of course, on Pesach. Those halachas apply the same Shabbos the same to Yom Tov. When it comes to the food part of it, right, and that is the per se of the food, whether it's the chametz or whether it's the eating itself on Yom Kippur, so the kach le'asru davar, the daber, so in reference to talking about that, that would not apply. So he brings down the dirshu from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Very, very interesting concept. Thank you for listening to us. Lachem Baruch Hu Kol Tov.